with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went into the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but soon he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive out the demon of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children first be fed, for it is not right to take food from children and throw it to the dogs." She replied to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone from your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, this Monday's Gospel tells us of one of those miracles that Jesus did outside the Jewish land, because Tyre and Sidon belongs to the Gentile territory. And Jesus was able to perform this miracle to remind the Gentiles that salvation is for everyone. You know, before this time, the Jewish people were feeling that salvation is just for them. And that was one of the struggles of St. Paul when St. Paul took or carried the message of salvation to the Gentile territory. So this miracle that Jesus performed reminds us that in the presence of God, there is no discrimination. Salvation is for everyone, so long as we believe in Him. Now, another thing we have to learn from this conversation between Jesus and this woman: the woman was patient enough. If we listen very well, we could see that when the woman made this request, Jesus pretended as if he wanted to deny the request. No, he was trying to see if this woman had faith. So for about three times, the request was denied, but at the fourth time, Jesus looked at her and told her, "You have a strong faith." My dear friends in Christ, most of us, and that is one of our problems, we think that when we pray, that prayer must be answered immediately. If not, we'll become angry with God. When we are in difficult situations and we go to church and pray, and it seems that the situation still persists, we say, "Oh, we don't have patience, resilience." You see, there is a difference between being a magician and having faith. Jesus is not a magician. You can't just, you run immediately and you take it and you go. No. You have to show your faith. And there will be no faith without patience. Another thing we have to understand is this: There is a difference between our needs and our wants. When we pray for our needs, God will grant us our needs. But when we pray for our wants, it is not guaranteed. So we have to ask ourselves, what we are praying for, is it our need or our wants? Most of us, we pray for our wants and not our needs. And that is why it seems as if God is not listening to us. Our wants are those things that if we get them, we will now feel that, oh, it is about us. We will now forget God. But our needs are those, if we get them, we still have that faith and trust in God. So God will always give us our needs and not necessarily our wants. So, my dear friends, we have to learn how to be patient with God. It is our faith that will make him to grant our requests. If we do not have faith, that means we are not ready. We are not ready. But so long as we have faith and trust in him, he has assured us, whoever believes and trusts will never be disappointed. That is a categorical statement. Whoever believes and has trust will never be disappointed. So let us not run away from him or become angry with him if we ask something and we don't get it immediately. God is not a magician. He is God. There must be faith in us to prove that, yes, we are believers. If there's no faith, we're not believers. So let us pray in this Mass and always that our faith will be strengthened and also that we may have that patience to always wait. Because God's time is the best for us. He knows the best, and he knows the time to grant our needs.